This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am feeling both disheartened yet hopeful. Since I've been doing Be Moments, I've never discussed politics. I believe God has called me to inspire others with the Word of God, and I really try to stick to that. However, with the results of last week's election, I would not be Suzette in a genuine way with my audience if I did not express to you the concern and the hurt that I felt over those results. I believe that we have elected a very divisive person, but I will release that and know that God is still in control. When you feel these feelings, I've always learned, go back to the scripture. And I was reading in Psalm 139, and a couple of verses stuck out to me. In verse 19, O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. 22 goes on, yes, I hate them with complete hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. The third verse really got me to reflect on my own ways, which is verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. And with that, I will just say that if I believe divisiveness may now exist, I cannot allow myself in the nature of who I am and who God has called me to become divisive myself. I've got to go back in and be that light that He has called me to be, despite what might be going on around me. And so I will use that final verse to inspire me, which is, point out anything in me that offends you, God, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Psalm 139:24. Please share this Be Moment as others may need uplifting today.